Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're in a good place now. You are listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, I want to talk about ways of staying healthy. And the ways of staying healthy is important throughout the entire year. At any time of the year, it's important to stay healthy. We all want to stay healthy. When we get sick, it adds more to our stress, our anxiety, because we can't get things done, we can't focus, we can't think clearly. When we get sick, it adds to our stress level because it adds to another dimension of things that we have to deal with, things that we don't necessarily want to deal with. You know, getting sick changes things. And sometimes it can help us put things in perspective, but usually we start looking at ways that we could have actually offset being sick, maybe ways of keeping ourselves better and things that we were doing, burning the candle at both ends, that sort of thing. And we get angry at ourselves and self-loathe and get depressed. And so honestly, getting sick is not our favorite thing, and it's definitely not our favorite thing during the holidays. It's not our favorite thing during holidays. It's definitely not our favorite thing on vacations. Nobody wants to be sick on a vacation, but definitely a holiday. Nobody wants to be sick during that time. And we have the holidays creeping up here, and they're coming along, and many of us are going to a lot of parties and events and doing things, and sometimes we don't always think about ways of keeping ourselves well. Sometimes we just keep pushing the envelope, thinking everything's going to be good, and then one moment we are down for the count. And during this season, and during the whole winter season for that matter, as the seasons change, many of us are dealing with seasonal affective disorder. Sad. And that can really put us into the holiday blues. It can put us into the winter blues because we're feeling sluggish. We're not feeling at our level. We're feeling beat down. You know, we're gaining weight. We're feeling listless. We feel sad. We're losing interest in activities. We're having low energy. We might even have problems with sleeping too much. We might be experiencing craving carbs a lot, having difficulty concentrating, even feeling helpless, worthless, or guilty. And so there's a lot of things that come with that. The oversleeping, the appetite changes, the weight gain, the tiredness. And this is really important because it can really, really, really affect us. And when we add that to being sick with the common flu, or cold, or COVID, or strep throat, or whatever it is that you got, you know, a sinus infection, you're adding to that, and it's creating more of a beatdown. Many of you may be suffering from the holiday blues or holiday depression. You might be suffering from blues or depression, just regular blues and depression, not even based on this. But if it's specific holidays, you know, maybe there's frustration and sadness about people that have passed on. Maybe the holiday's not the same after a divorce or a death of a loved one. Many different things that are happening here. So many people are going through lots of different things. I'm sure you are as well. And understanding that component and understanding how that feels and realizing that's something that we have to deal with a lot more depth and understanding. But one of the things that we definitely want to do is eliminate any other ways that can make us feel even worse or down. Because we don't want to feel any more down or any more worse or any more blues than we're already feeling. So we definitely want to nip that in the bud, and we want to move forward with that so that we're super aware of how we're feeling. So on today's show, instead of really jumping into seasonal affective disorder, because I think if any of you have it, you know what it is, you deal with it, you understand. And many of you are dealing with the holiday blues or depression, you know what that is. Or you're dealing with strict blues or depression just naturally at any time of the year, you understand what that is. On today's show, I want to get a little lighter, but I also want to give some tips and tricks on ways of staying well. Things that maybe you haven't thought of. Because sometimes we don't think about these things until we start putting two to two together. And sometimes you never think about these things. You never think about it. But it's something that we need to analyze. So the first tip that I want to offer everybody listening to the show on Live Your True Life Perspectives is an important health tip that's important for you when you're going over to other people's houses or even at your own home and you're eating. Okay, so many of us don't think about it. Like, you're at somebody's house. I'll give you a good picture of this, okay? You're at a holiday party. You walk in. You greet. You meet. You're shaking everybody's hands. Everything's going on. Giving kisses, hugs, handing the gift over to the host, doing that thing. Maybe going to the bar, grabbing a drink, and walking into that other room where there's that whole entire food spread, where there's all this food, and everybody's congregating, and you have all kinds of things. And so the first thing that I want to remind you of is, remember, we went through the COVID situation. We went through years of hell, years of lockdown, and many of us have forgotten all of it. We've forgotten all of it. Not to say that it was good, bad, or indifferent. I'm not sitting there saying one way or another. This is not that show today. However, I have my thoughts, but it's not that show today, right? We're talking specifically about ways of staying healthy. And so I want to remind you, when you walk through that room, yes, it's great to give hugs. It's great to handshake. But remember, before you go and start eating, and before you go and put your hands in your mouth, before you go and put your hands and your fingers in your eyes or your face or whatever else, go wash your hands with soap and water. Many of us forget that because we're all engaged in saying hi to people, all that stuff. So you really definitely want to be prepared for that because that's important. And I see a lot of people do that where they automatically, they shake 17 people's hands, they go in to grab some food. The next thing you know, I see them with a cracker in one hand and some food in the other, and they're eating right out of their hand. And it's like eating out of those 17 people's hands for that moment. And I know that it's not always the easiest thing to get up and go, you know, wash your hands. But remember, this could really, really make your life a lot easier if you really think about this. I'm not a big hand sanitizer person. I don't like it. I like soap and water a lot more than hand sanitizer. But if you're one of those kind of people that are a little bit lazy, okay, and you don't want to go run in there, or you get in there and there's not adequate soap. I mean, that's one of the worst things too, is if you're going to have a party, you want to have you need to have napkins, like napkins that are disposable for people to use, or paper towels. You know, this one or two hand cloths in the bathroom's not going to cut it. Okay? Because everybody's using the same hand cloth. It gets wet, it's yucky, it's gross. That's not going to cut it. So we definitely got to maintain some hygiene and some thought processes when we are planning a party or having people over, right? So that is very important to do, very important to acknowledge. And what I do is I normally get a big thing of paper towels, I get a thing of hand towels, and I make sure that I have enough in every bathroom that people can use, they can wash their hands, that sort of thing. Because you're putting it out there, you're giving them the ability to take care of themselves. You're also giving them the ability to stop spreading disease in your own home, and you're also showing that it's important to do these types of things, and that is definitely important. But I want you to think about that. So you get into the house, you get into the party, you're hanging out. You know, if you have hand sanitizer, you can use that. I prefer the soap and water, but definitely have yourself a backup. And if you're about to eat, make sure that you have washed your hands. Because that's something that a lot of people do, and you don't get it. You know, it's not until 3 days later where you're running 103 degree temperature that you say, "Where? How did I get sick? How did that happen? Why did that happen? Why did I get sick? How did I get sick?" And that's what's so interesting. How, why, when, all that kind of thing. How did I get sick and why did that happen is all very important knowledge base that we need to know. And if we don't know, we just get upset the fact that we're sick and we're laid up in bed, we're not feeling good, and we're not able to get the things done that we want to. We're not able to be social like we want to, and it adds to our existing stress or depression that we already have. Another thing that many of you don't think about, but this is very important to acknowledge, and it is the fact that if there are serving bowls, and there are bowls of popcorn and chips and candies and Skittles and nuts, remember, everybody else is digging into that bowl with their hands. And most people don't remember to wash their hands. So again, you are basically eating off their hand. I hate to tell you this, but the only way to be safe in the situation is to be the first one that puts your hands in that bowl, or not put your hands in the bowl at all. And so that might regulate you from having certain things that you want, but on the flip side, you don't get the thing that you don't want, which is the flu, the cold, strep throat, COVID, stomach virus, whatever that looks like. None of those things are on the menu for this year that you want. And so be very careful because it can be transferred. Remember that these types of germs, some of these germs can live for a long time, for several days on a countertop. On a countertop. Not to mention something organic. So think about that. And really, honestly, is that popcorn worth it? Is that popcorn worth it? It's not. And I think that a lot of people take that, they don't realize it. And that's something to really think about, too, is like, you know, regulating our alcohol intake. Many times you might eat something at a party that you wouldn't normally eat at a party because you are needing food and sustenance because you have drank too much. And remember, when we drink too much, we usually push ourselves. When we drink too much, we usually stay up later than we would. When we drink too much, we usually wake up with a headache, hangover, not feeling very good, and that can lead to more stress and depression as well. And it's interesting, the more we drink, what I find is if you drink to excess, the next day is super painful. Now, some of you say, well, sometimes I can get super, you know, aware, and I can get, you know, really, really focused after I drink the next day. Okay, that's great. But you're still in pain. But I know that some of you have told me about the anxiety that you get the next day. And that anxiety can be super overwhelming. That anxiety can be super stressful. And that anxiety is what you don't want. Because when you're hungover and you have anxiety, it's very, very super painful because it presents itself a problem. And let me explain. So we're already hungover. We're already feeling bad about our choices. We're already a little down and anxious already because we're already dealing with this. And then on top of that, we add the anxiety component with the hangover. And that anxious anxiety hangover is what can put a lot of people into turmoil. It can put you into a real negative state of mind. And this whole purpose of today's show, today's radio show and a podcast, it's both. We're on the radio and we also make this into a podcast. We don't change anything. We just take out the commercials later. But that anxiety is what feeds a lot of people's depression. Because the alcohol was supposed to calm us down. The alcohol was supposed to help us forget what we were anxious about. And now we're super anxious again anyway. And so I want you to think about that. You know, one of the best things you can do to stay well, and when I mean well, I'm not always just talking about you get the flu or the cold. I'm talking about staying well, not like, you know, not having the anxiety hangover. You know, because the anxiety hangover is painful. It really, 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 really is painful. And it's something that we don't necessarily want to deal with. So if we don't have to deal with it, why do we? So I want you to really be aware of your alcohol intake coming into this, being aware of the alcohol intake, you know, at these parties. And we're going to talk more. So stay tuned. I'm going to give you more tips and tricks on how to stay well and how to be well throughout the holiday season so you can feel and look and be your best. Stay tuned. Live Your True Life Perspectives. We'll be back this time. I'll be back this time in two shakes.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio, majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling of giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others, you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. Buy $1 million of affordable term life for you. All you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-230-2777. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-230-2777. 800-230-2777.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today is the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Turn it up and jump in the deep end on Perspectives. Now, here's Ashley.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, I'm offering you some tips and tricks, insider information on how to stay well and happy all year long, but definitely during the holiday season. Whether it's the holiday season or not the holiday season, none of us want more stress in our life, none of us want more anxiety in our life, and none of us want more depression in our life. And how do we get more of that? Getting sick. Being sick adds to all of it, right? It makes it even worse than it already was. And so the last thing we want to do is to get sick. And so right before the break, I was giving you some tips and tricks on when we get into a party situation or an event, family's over, ways of offsetting being sick. Not putting that hand in that bowl. Everybody's already put their hand in the popcorn bowl. Everybody's put their hand in the chip bowl. Do you really want those chips? Do you really want that popcorn? Think about it. Because most people aren't washing their hands. They're sneezing. They're touching their eyes. They're touching their nose. They're sick, whatever it is. And they're eating out of the same food bowl and the same thing. They're also shaking your hand, giving you a hug. Now, you got to think about that. When people are shaking hands, that's great. You can shake hands, but go wash your hands. And if you don't want to, bring some hand sanitizer. But again, I think that if we wash our hands with soap and water, we're in a lot better position. And also, you know, remembering when you're eating finger food and you've been shaking hands, remember, you're literally eating off everybody else's hand. And I want you to think about, too, you know, being aware not just of the germs, but also being aware of the alcohol intake that you are intaking. Because many times we let our guard down, especially if we're anxious, especially if we have stress, especially if things are challenging in our life. We have that tendency, right, of overdrinking to make up for things. And when we overdrink, we end up getting a hangover, we feel bad, we get drunk. And I don't know many people that wake up, you know, with a hangover the next day going, I feel great, my life is awesome. I mean, if that was the case, heck, I think a hangover would be, you know, something that everybody would want to have. Oh, yeah, you got a hangover? Yes, that's awesome. I did, too. No. That hangover creates sadness. It can create depression. Remember, alcohol, except for a couple of alcohols, are depressants. But you don't hear people saying, oh, my God, I have this hangover, and I feel fabulous today. Fabulous. I can take on the world. I mean, I'm at the top of my game. No. You're normally peaked, you're beaten down, there's also some anxiety. So for some of us, the more you drink, the next day you wake up feeling super anxious. It can even make your heart rate kind of go fast, it can make you feel very stressed out, very overwhelmed, very upset with yourself. These are things that you got to think about. These are things that you got to think about because that in and of itself is something that we have to see. That in and of itself is very important because if I'm feeling anxious, that's going to add to my seasonal affective disorder, that's going to add to my stress level, my anxiety. It's also going to take me even more out of joy and more out of peace. So watching yourself how much you're drinking and why are we drinking? You know, one of the best things you can do is, you know, the next time you go for a drink at a party, an event, the house, go for a glass of water. And I know that's hard, but you got to start thinking about that. You got to start analyzing that. You got to start putting that in your repertoire. Okay, I'm not going to drink. I'm going to get some water. That's going to be super helpful for you and super helpful for everybody concerned. So definitely something to think about. And I want you to think about that. And it's hard to always remember that. But if you do, you're going to feel a lot better the next day. You're not going to have that anxiety and not going to have that hangover. I have more tips and tricks, so stay tuned. Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. I'll be back this time. You know it. I'll be back this time in 2 shakes.
Mike Capel here, serial entrepreneur with words from another happy payroll customer.
Patriot Software has saved our business by allowing me to focus on other aspects of the business rather than spending so much time on multiple platforms to do the things entailed on running a business. I found Patriot by complete accident, and I don't regret it. It is continuing to save our company, and I'm extremely excited to see what else it entails.
Easy to learn, easy to use, small business software tailored just for you.
Visit us at patriotsoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll free. That's patriotsoftware.com.
With patriotsoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
USA News update, a woman and 2 children were pulled from beneath mud and debris from a landslide in Malaysia. The death toll is now at 24. 9 people remain unaccounted for. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is backing a provision in a government spending bill that bans the social media app TikTok from USA government devices. Congress will take up the spending bill as a whole in the coming week. Available beds at hospitals in Los Angeles County, California are at their lowest level since the start of the pandemic more than 2 years ago. Across the USA, 45 states are reporting high or very high levels of flu-like activity. Elon Musk honored the Twitter poll where he asked whether he should reinstate the Twitter accounts of journalists who were suspended for covering a separate account that tracked the whereabouts of his private jet. A large majority responded to the Twitter owner, now. Kenneth Burns, USA News.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
I need more time to file my taxes. Help!
On IRS.gov, you can use IRS Free File to get 6 more months. Or you can submit IRS Form 4868 by the April deadline. If you owe taxes, you can make an electronic payment and get a filing extension with no need to submit Form 4868. Go to IRS.gov for details. But remember, an extension of time to file is not an extension of time to pay what you owe.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
This is Jake Busey, and you're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Liberty Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, I'm helping you stay well throughout the year and stay well throughout the holiday season, because the last thing we want to do is be painfully sick. We don't want to have some sort of sickness, whether that's COVID, flu, cold, strep, whatever it looks like, we don't want to get it. And sometimes you just can't not get it. You're going to get it. But there's ways of eliminating your chances. There's ways of making things a lot better. And there's things that we can take into consideration that are important for us to understand so that we can safeguard ourselves and have the best time we possibly can. Many of us throughout the year, and especially through certain times of the year, experience more stress and anxiety than usual. And so basically the whole concept of today's show is to try to limit that stress, limit that anxiety, and not add to it. And any time that we get sick, normally there's more anxiety and stress that comes along with it. It's like taking the time to realize, okay, I got sick, I'm going to deal with it, but now I have to deal with that and everything else, take on everything that I had to take on, and still have enough energy to do this and this while I am sick. And so I'm just trying to make life easier for you. And so, you know, we were talking before the break about, you know, the finger foods, the bowls, not eating out of the bowls, You know, the concept of, you know, washing our hands, the concept of not over drinking, because how over drinking can create that anxiety, you know, and being aware of that, drinking that water and trying to really refocus ourselves so that we can see that and we don't have to wake up the next day with a full hangover, feeling super bad, feeling super anxious, and feeling overwhelmed. You know, another thing, a caveat from that too, is that drinking, usually, when we overdrink, right, we eat things we don't need to eat. We just do. Whether we're at a party or an event, or we go down the street to the local Jack in the Box, or the Taco Bueno, or wherever you're going, Taco Bell, whatever it is you're going to, and you eat a bunch of food. Now, going to get fast food, I'm not going to sit there and, condemn or condone. But remember, if you're not used to this type of food, you're going to feel it. Also, you're going to have probably gastric distress. Maybe not immediately, but the next day you're not going to be feeling at the top of your game. Not only are you going to feel hungover, but you're also going to be bloated. But one thing that I find happens a lot of times, and I had been to a Christmas party the other day, and I wanted to talk about this. It was funny. They had a big spread, and they had all this stuff still. And I had gotten there quite late because I had multiple events to go to before that. So I was coming in at the 10 o'clock mark, maybe the 9:30, 10 o'clock mark, when other people had started getting there at 6. Okay, so put that in perspective. And I want you to think about this. So when you look at the party invite, I want you to look at what the times say on it. That's a good idea of when the food was made. Now, there might be catered food, but the caterer was there before the party started. There might be made food, but the person that's running the party, unless you see them in the kitchen running back and forth from the oven, if you don't see that, that food has been made and sitting there for a very long time. And I find that there's always some sort of crock pot or heating device that's somewhere as well. And so I saw this crock pot of this, like, congealed cheese. And the funny thing is people are still sticking their chips in this cheese that everybody else was sticking their chips in. And, oh my God. It's like just being aware of what you're eating and what you're intaking. Because remember, our food, the food that we ate, that we eat directly connects with how we feel. Remember, the gut and the brain are connected. You know, your gut and brain are connected, no matter if you want to believe that or not. And so if that's the case, if I'm eating food that's not good for me, if I'm eating food that's hurting me, I'm going to feel it. And so you will wake up not only feeling horrible, you might actually even have food poisoning. So that's another thing too, is remembering we have to understand that when food is sitting out, there's a potential for food poisoning. So the last thing you want to do any time of your life, including the holiday season, is to get food poisoning. We don't want to get food poisoning. And that's something that we really want to understand is, okay, what do I do to not do that? And that's not eating food, you know, abstaining from food that's been sitting out, abstaining from food that is a problem, and being able to watch that concept. So if you find yourself leaning over that table with that chip about to go into that crock pot, I want you to pull it back. I want you to step back and save yourself, okay? Because you have a possibility of saving yourself from food poisoning. You have a possibility of saving yourself from illness. And you're not going to have gastric distress the next day, making you feel even worse than you already felt. All these things are important. See, they all go, if you really think about it, all these things can kind of be offset. All these things can work to your advantage if you go into it saying, okay, I have to control some things about me. Maybe I feel a little out of control sometimes, but I got to control some stuff. I got to take advantage of some things that I need to take advantage of. I need to connect the dots a lot. I need to figure out, okay, hey, what can I do and what's good for me? And really looking at that too, because sometimes when other people are doing something, we think we can do it too. When other people are doing something, we think we can do it too. And that's just not necessarily true. And so if there's a lot of people doing something and they're interacting and doing stuff, really look at yourself and say, what is it that's good for me? And that can be tough. That can be challenging because if we're in a depressed state or we're angry or we're upset, that can get in the way because we're not really thinking about what's good for us. But I want you to take on a new thought process, because if we start thinking about what's good for us, and I'm talking about what's genuinely good for you, I think it puts us in a new headspace. It puts us in a new headspace to think about what we want in our life. Yeah, what do we want in our life? What do we want to experience? You know, what do we want to experience? Think about that. What kind of experiences do we want to have? You know, we want to have, I know that most of us want memorable experiences, but what kind of memory? Most of us want to be healthy. I believe so. I don't think many people are chiming in going, yeah, I want to be sick. I want to sign up for the sick train today. No, I don't think so. So it's like we got to think about that and we got to understand that and say, okay, how do I prevent that from happening? Now, we can't always prevent it, but there's a lot of ways that we actually can. There's a lot of ways that we actually can, and that's important for us to do. And I think that that's important and that's valuable. And that's the valuable information that we need to really connect the dots. You know, I also think, too, when we look at certain things and we analyze certain things, we can see where we have some weaknesses. Now, we don't have to sit there and look at our weaknesses too much, but we need to look at our strengths and weaknesses to analyze what we need to work on in our life. You know, what do we want to work on in our life? What do we need to work on in our life? And there are preventative things that we can do and things that we can make sure we do. You know, another thing that I want us to look at, too, is a lot of times we get ourselves caught up in, we want to be social, but if we're not feeling well, how far do we push ourselves? And, you know, when you really look at the concept of pushing yourself, you have to ask yourself and look back at the past. When you have pushed yourself physically, what has it done for you? What was the impact? What was the outcome? Was the impact good or bad? And sometimes there's a need to push ourselves because some of us might be a little antisocial lately and it's been really hard to ramp ourselves back up. You know, whether COVID affected us or whether in general we're not a big social butterfly or we have social anxiety. Sometimes we need to push ourselves a bit. So I'm not saying, so I want you to look at yourselves and make that decision honestly. Do I need to push myself more or do I need to push myself less? And you have to also ask yourself too, because sometimes we could be telling ourselves we need to push ourselves less, but that's our way of avoiding doing things that maybe we need to be doing. But if you are feeling ill or under the weather, analyzing that and saying, okay, first off, I want to safeguard other people for sure. But second of all, how is this going to make me feel later? How is this going to make me feel later? And that's a big question. Because if this is going to turn around and bite you on the butt and you're going to feel super bad, we're in for some pain. We're in for some pain. And that's where we need to look at that. We need to understand that. We want to reduce the stress. We want to treat the anxiety. We want to deal with the depression. We want to be able to understand all that and see where what and things that we can do to offset that. Another thing that I want you to think about, too, is the stress and anxiety. Like, you know, who are you putting yourselves around during this time of year? Who are you socializing with? And is this bringing out the best in you? Are the people you're surrounding yourself bringing out the best in you or not? are you bringing out the best in other people or not? We need to be aware of that. Who are we spending time with? Is it beneficial for all concerned? Are we spending time with this person because we want to be? Are we spending time with these people because we don't want to be alone or because we have to spend time with them? And then what is the impact of those relationships? And how honest and deep are you getting with folks? And are you spreading yourself too thin? Are you being honest enough? Not honest enough? Are you honest? Are you too honest? Are you telling them too much? And so being able to be aware of some of these things are very, very important. And this will be helpful for you so that you can see yourself clearly. So analyzing, are you around some people that don't bring out the best in you? Are you around some people that bring you stress and anxiety or make you feel stressed or trigger you to feel a certain way? And this is at any time, all year long. And how are you addressing that? How are you allowing that to be? How are you seeing that? You know, are you seeing that? Are you functionally seeing that? Do you get that? Do you see that reality? And who is it, the people that you really feel comfortable around, you feel safe around? You know, you don't feel like you're being pushed or judged. Now, being pushed, if it's in a positive way, is a good thing, but feeling judged is not something that we want to deal with. We don't want to feel judged. Nobody wants to feel judged. And so we need to analyze that and say, okay, am I feeling like I am being judged? Do I feel judged? That sort of thing. How am I feeling? And being aware of that, too, because, you know, the influences that we have in our life are important as well. You know, the influences we have in our life are extremely important. And it's important to see that. And to understand that. And to be able to see and truthfully understand, okay, this brings out the best in me, or I feel good about this, or this is a good feeling, good emotion, or I'm feeling beaten down. You know, also, it's like just taking care of ourselves, you know, doing that self-care. I found that a lot of times, too, throughout the year, some people can oversleep, undersleep, but I found that the more we oversleep, the more we can even become even more depressed as well. So being aware of that, are you getting too much sleep? Are you sleeping too long? Because there's multiple layers to that. One, you're not getting a lot done during the day. Two, the day is starting a lot later than it should be. Three, the accomplishments are obviously a lot lower because there's not enough time to do so. And I think that many of us beat ourselves up for getting up late at a certain time anyway. And so then we're confronted with that as well as confronted with being up late. So there's like this duality where we're like self-sabotaging ourselves and feeling super bad about doing it. And so being able to see that for what it is and understanding that is very helpful as well. So we want to understand that and see that. Am I oversleeping? Why am I oversleeping? Have I been oversleeping for a while? What's the reason for that oversleeping? What's the reason for myself to be doing that? What am I coping with? Am I trying to cope with something? I mean, being honest with yourself is very valuable because we can understand why we do what we do. Why we do what we do and why this happens. And that is valuable information. And I think this can be valuable to us across the board in the fact that we are able to see exactly what we need to be doing and understanding and being able to listen to our body, too. If you're feeling bad or you're feeling weak, you're kind of feeling sick, the idea of going out is probably not a good idea. You know, saying, hey, you know what, I'm going to rest a bit. I'm going to allow myself to feel this way. I'm going to take care of myself as best as possible and go from there. Stay tuned. I have some more information and Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. I'll be back this time in 2 shakes.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Get in here. You're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, I've been talking about ways to stay healthy and why staying healthy is helpful, because the last thing we want to do is to get sick. Anytime that we're dealing with any anxiety, depression, or we're happy and at the top of our game, the idea of getting sick does not bring happiness. It usually gets us upset. It takes us off target. We have to rehabilitate ourselves. We have to start back from scratch, and we start back up again. And I know that most of us do not like to be sick. Probably 99% of us don't like to be sick, but we have to really focus on that. And some of the tips that I gave earlier to stay well can be very helpful. You know, one of the things, too, is that, you know, being self-aware in your situation and analyzing, okay, what is it that I need to do to take care of myself? What is it that I need to do to show up in the right frame of mind, to show up in the best way possible? You know, how can I do what's genuinely good for myself? What can I do that's generally good for me? What can I do? And analyzing what that looks like. What does it look like to do something genuinely good to myself? What does that look like? And what does that encompass? What does that encompass? And, you know, it's about showing up. It's about taking care of yourself. It's about getting enough sleep, but not too much sleep. You know, it's about waking up in the morning, making that bed, getting out of bed, taking a shower, getting ready for the day. You know, if you're one of those people that cannot work from home, you are not working from home, you go somewhere that you can work. You know, many of us have troubles, you know, getting out of the house, you know, so it's like, you know, giving yourself a timer. I'm going to be out of the house in this many minutes and this time, and I'm going to time myself instead of getting lost in the timeline. Because what happens then is we get depressed and we get upset because we didn't accomplish what we wanted to accomplish that day. You know, it's about getting up on time and setting the alarm. And, you know, even if you are sleepy, you know, getting up and taking care of the day and taking care of those responsibilities. You know, it's also about putting things in perspective. It can be challenging. I mean, when we're stressed or anxious, it can be hard to put things in perspective. We can feel overwhelmed about putting things in perspective. We can feel stressed, right? So it's like really analyzing that and seeing, okay, how do I put this in perspective? What is really important? What are my responsibilities? What do I need to take care of? What do I need to jump on, to analyze, to accept, or what do I need to figure out in my life? All these things are helpful. All these things are valuable. And it's about really finding that sweet spot. You know, analyzing, you know, is there certain things that's bringing anxiety to my life? Is there something that other people are doing? Is there something that I'm doing that's creating anxiety? I mean, there are things that other people aren't doing. There's actually things that we're doing to ourselves sometimes that we don't realize is causing so much anxiety. It's causing so much stress or so much fear. Sometimes it could be just the choices that we make. We have to look at some of those choices. Why do I make those choices? What's the fear factor in those choices? Why am I scared? Why am I making these choices? Am I making these choices because these are the best choices for me? Or am I making these choices because of fear? Because of fear of what I might not have, or fear of being alone, or fear of missing out, or fear of the bigger, better deal, or fear of whatever it is. Looking at the situation and analyzing it and seeing it for what it is so that you can get the most out of your life and being there for yourself and being there, you know, like being there and understanding, okay, I need to do this for myself, you know, and also letting go of relationships that are no longer helping you out. Not that they're supposed to be helping you out and you're not. It's like if it's not mutually working, let it go. And looking at some of the things, okay, how do I take care of myself? You know, how do I watch my health? How do I watch, you know, the impact of health? How do I do what's right for me? How do I not overeat? How do I not overdrink? How do I not get gastric distress? All those things, because anytime we add these things to us, it's like being self-aware. It's like driving down the street, bellowing down the street, not watching, not looking, you get into an accident, and all of a sudden you have all these other things that you got to take care of in your life that you didn't have to take care of before. And it's like all of a sudden we have all this stuff stacked now. We have to take care of the car. We have to take care of our body. We have to go in to get tests done. All these things that we didn't have before, but we already had all this stress before, and now we add this onto it. And so it's about being super mindful in the moment. What do I need to do? How do I take care of it? And how do I do it to the best of my ability? I hope this show has helped you. Please share it with friends and family and anybody that needs to hear what we're talking about here. Also, check out the YouTube channel. Go to YouTube and put in Ashley Burgess, B-E-R-G-E-S, or Life Coach Ashley Burgess. You can find new content every week. Also, look at the Instagram at Ashley Burgess or Facebook at Ashley Burgess. Stay tuned. I got a great show for you coming up next. And in the meantime, it's about you. It's about living your life and finding your true life. Live Your True Life Perspectives with me, your host, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. I'll be back this time. I'll be back this time in three shakes.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio, majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling of giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.